So matters are rising. So there's a few little short bits and pieces here. Hey, John, if we remind you about disabled parking in the square signs.
Yeah, I'm still chasing for that. But I did notice that the bent pole has been fixed.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
So that was one of the two things I reported at the same time. So hopefully the disabled sign will not be too far behind.
And the black watch.
Yep. Working? I checked that. Definitely a lightning conductor has been replaced.
Okay, good. So the attack obviously took place on the 19th of September. Did that go smoothly?
I think so. I believe it was a little bit late in getting started at the 6:30 or whenever the kickoff was in Pitlochry. Apparently the heavens opened, and I think they had difficulty in getting folk to assemble for the actual start of it. I think it was maybe delayed 20 minutes or half an hour, which caused a little bit of problem in that the roads opened up that wee 10-20 minutes later than was scheduled. But hopefully everything else went fairly smoothly, I think.
Well, my brother said it went well. He did it, like, so he said it ran smooth enough.
Good. Good.
Do we know if people on the Rannoch and Tummel side were happy enough with things?
Well, I haven't heard anything, to be honest with you. I dare say there will be a mixture of people who were quite happy to see the event. I think at the start of the route, we benefited, whereas we would normally have had roads closed for longer. I think probably around about Kinlochranach, the roads were open, were closed for roughly the same period of time, just they were going a different direction.
Yeah.
And probably between Tummel Bridge and the Garry Bridge, Faskelly, that was the ones that had the biggest sort of change, I would suggest. But I haven't heard anything personally to say that there were complaints about it, but no doubt there'll be a mixture of views.
I spoke to the people at the church about doing a blended meeting this evening, so they didn't really get back to me quickly enough. So we're on Zoom as usual. My instinct actually is just to keep going with Zoom until somebody asked us to do otherwise, maybe. Setting up a meeting in the town hall and trying to do this as well is technically quite difficult, so I would need to get someone to help me with that. So we haven't managed to do it yet. My instinct is just for the rest of this year is just to do two more Zoom things like this. Forget about the fancy stuff.
That would suit me.
Sorry, guys.
That would suit me better.
So welcome, Val.
Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Were you saying something there, Jane?
Sorry. No, I just said it suits me better if it's on Zoom anyway for the next couple of months. So.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I think we'll just keep doing this. So I wrote to the Aberfeldy Sports Club Initiative and said that we agree with their project in principle. So I've done that. And I sent a letter to the Canoe Association at Grantley and said it wasn't appropriate that we support a funding application from them. Hey, Val, have you taken part in this liaison group to do with SSE?
They know about it. I phoned them. And told them
that
I was putting myself forward for it.
Yeah, I've put myself on to it as well as a local elected member, but I haven't had any
of
our first meeting yet.
No.
Okay, thank you, Val. There was one for Laura and Norma. There was someone complained to me before the last meeting about a rubbish down in the shingle bank above the bridge. Did you ever get a chance to get a look at it?
I went down and it was all cleared up.
Okay.
Somebody had already done it.
Okay.
Is that the one beside the monument?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down that day when you got in touch with him. There was nothing there.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. So just give people a reminder again about gritters for the wintertime, if anybody wants one. I guess contact John.
Yeah, there's still a number available. I know we issued, I think, 3 within Aberfeldy last year, but if there is any other areas we'd like one, then they can certainly get in touch.
Was that grit bins?
It's the hand gritters. So it's a little push along barrows that spray, spread the salt on, you know, for pavements and such like. Yeah.
Can I just say about that? We all got a letter, or we all, the people that took a gritter got a wee letter just to sign for any accidents and things. But having read it after I signed it and sent it back, it says that I have to do the whole of Maness Avenue. No, I'll not be doing that.
I never signed mine and sent it back, Elaine. I didn't.
Okay. Well, I mean, imagine they want to know that you're still doing it, if you like, and and that for our records, we know that, so that
because I'm assuming
you're covered for.
Yeah.
You know.
I will get it done. It's just been busy.
If you run over my toe or something like that, you know.
Well. I'll get it done, I promise.
We had a discussion about better signage for parking at the campus.
Yeah, that's still something that would be a bit more longer term, I would suggest, in trying to better signpost where folk can park.
What was that about? I don't know anything about that.
No, it was really just about trying to highlight to visitors to the town where they can park. And there's a suggestion too that, you know, weekends or whatever, they might want to try the campus car park and walk down through the Berks or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I think there might be a need to look at the signage for Maness Terrace and elsewhere, you know, just to try and help folk find where they can park.
And there was a problem with lighting on Breadalbane Terrace?
Fixed, or reported unfixed, so.
There was somewhere else as well. Was it not up Maness or something? There definitely was somewhere else.
There's a couple of lights out here I noticed tonight, so I'll ping them over tomorrow.
Yeah. Can't remember, Val. I'm sure I reported what I was asked to report last time round, but...
Yeah. I think it was Maness, actually.
Right.
Can't remember.
Okay. Thank you, John.